What's going on, Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group? Hope everybody's having a great week. Another live grow show today, January 31st. We're almost done with the first month of the year and into February. Let me pull up and just make sure I'm streaming here, make sure it's coming through, and then we'll get into some questions and answers that we've gotten on YouTube and on the Facebook group and on a Facebook page. Go through those answers to some of those questions. And then if anybody's live and wants to answer or ask some questions, I'm here for you. That's all I do, right? That's all we do as a marketing agency is work exclusively with tree service companies across the United States. So if you have any questions, you know, I encourage you to jump on live for the Grow Show. It's every single week on Wednesday. I'm going to try to provide a valuable marketing snippet, tidbit, something small we can just kind of look at for 5 or 10 minutes to help you kind of really focus your digital marketing for your tree service company on specific things that do help move the needle, get more calls, get more visibility. And that's my goal for this show, is just to help you guys, you know, do more effective local internet marketing. Because again, we do it all day, every day, and we run into all scenarios that you probably have run into. So I encourage you to jump on live and check us out. Just get on this live show. I'm going to have guests on this live show where we're going to talk about tree service business. We're talking about marketing. We're going to talk about coaching. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, different tools like Jobber or Single Ops or things like that to help organize your business and help you grow your business. So that's what this Grow Show Live is going to be. That's what this Facebook group's about as well. So thanks so much for joining. I see a couple people on live right now. What's going on? Hope you're having a good Wednesday so far. And we'll jump into the questions and answers here in a minute. But if you're watching this after the fact, or if you're hearing it on the podcast and you're not in the Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group, just go to Facebook and search for Tree Service Marketing Secrets, request to join. And as long as you're a tree service company and you enter your information in that box, we'll go ahead and accept you in the group. And you'll start being, you know, on these live Grow Show trainings each week. And just check out, we got a lot of content in the Facebook group, and people are posting questions here and there too. So I'll go ahead and get into a couple of the questions we have. I just want to give it a few minutes typically for a few people to hop on live. And if you have any questions today, just pop them in the chat and I will see them. And then I'll answer them live on the call. You know, if you just want to post your question, I don't have to call your name out. If you don't want me to do that, that's okay. I'll just answer the question for everybody. And let me go over to YouTube, because we do get quite a few engagement on YouTube. And if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, check out our YouTube channel. It's just Tree Service Digital on YouTube, and we've got 200 or 300 videos on there now, shorts, all kinds of cool things where we're sharing marketing tips and, you know, long in-depth trainings, as well as like short trainings and podcast interviews. So a lot of things are on the YouTube channel there at Tree Service Digital. We try to post weekly, upload new content weekly on YouTube as well as on the podcast. So you know, if you like listening to audio while you're riding in the truck or on the job or something like that, just download the Tree Service Marketing Profits podcast on Shopify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any of the podcasts, Pandora, it's everywhere. So check us out there. Or if you just like watching videos and really seeing the training live, just check it out on YouTube. All the replays are there. But I got a couple of questions on YouTube, so I'm going to go ahead and go through those. Again, if you're watching live and you got a question about your digital marketing for your tree service company, feel free to post in the comments of this video right now, and I'll answer your question. The first question I'm going to answer is on YouTube from Matthew. He says, I need help being a small tree service owner learning how to do taxes. I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida. I really want to find someone local that can run me through how and what to do for taxes and just overall tips on what's to run the business. Example, if I do a $5,000 job, how much of taxes should I take? Or take out, or if I can find an account to do stuff like that for me, accountant. If you ever have a minute, let me know what your suggestion would be on where to start. So, yeah, so if you're looking to get a good accountant, you know, first, if you just want to find somebody local, I think a great place would just be ask other contractors and friends and family who they use for their accounting. Because if you're looking for a local person, that'll probably be your best bet, right? Especially if they already work with tradespeople and contractors. So even if they work with like plumbing and heating and air, landscapers, you name it, any type of service-based business, home service business, they'll be able to effectively do your accounting as well. So I would just recommend asking people locally. And if you can't get anybody as a referral locally, then, you know, maybe just go to, you know, Google and go search, you know, accountants near me, bookkeepers near me, And a lot of times you'll see some results there show up, and you can just kind of start the interviewing, start the kind of conversation, get them just to see if they'd be a good fit for you. A lot of times you can tell pretty quickly if they're eager for your business or if they're not going to be a good fit. It's usually pretty obvious, pretty fast as to what they specialize in. Some accountants do it for regular types of businesses that don't do blue collar. But if it's blue collar, like home services, then a lot of people specialize in that too in the accounting world. So I would just ask for referrals, Matthew. And that's probably what I would do to start. But if you do a $5,000 job, keep in mind, like all the sales and revenue that come into your business account over the course of a month or a quarter or a year, what happens is you have expenses. So you have like your truck payments, your equipment payments, your employees, your salaries that you pay people, and different business expenses for repairing trucks, repairing equipment, things like that. And then what's left over is the net income of your business. And that net income is going to be taxed if you don't use some of that net income for more expenses, more investments, more equipment, things like that. So that's the part that you'll want to make sure you hold out taxes for, in addition to the salaries that you're paying out. Salaries should be automatically deducted if you use a payroll service. But the net income of your business after taxes, so you, let's say for the month you billed $100,000, for example, and you had $25,000 in salaries, another $40,000 in equipment cost and payments and expenses. So that leaves you 40 plus 25, 65, leaves you like $30, $35,000 net income or profit for your business for the month. Well, then that is the part that you need to maybe set some money aside for taxes if you want to pay it quarterly, just to kind of make sure you're keeping up with it. So if you netted $30, $35,000, you probably want to set aside a third in taxes, some for the federal, some for the state, if you have a state income tax as well. And that way you're kind of keeping up with incrementally paying your taxes, where you don't have this big whopping surprise at the end of the year with a big tax bill. But your accountant will definitely help you with that. They'll kind of show you your run rate, what you need to be spending, monthly on taxes and quarterly and things like that. So hopefully that helps. I would say start local, ask other contractors and see if they have any, suggestions for accountants, bookkeepers for you, and kind of go from there. So another question is hello from Minnesota. This is another YouTube question we have here. Hello from Minnesota. I just started my business. I have climbing gear, $3,500 and a dump trailer. Do you have any advice for someone like me? Yeah. I mean, just go hard and go often, right? Don't stop. The business world is made up of people who are successful and people who quit too early, right? And I bet everybody's seen that image of this guy digging and there's gold on the other side, or there's diamonds on the other side, and he's digging and he stops right before the diamonds, right before the gold. And he turns around and gives up and he walks away. And all of that gold and those diamonds are right on the other side. So I would say keep that in the back of your head that, you can't build a business overnight, in a quarter, in a year. You can do some big things in a year, 2 years, 5 years, but you have to, stay consistent with giving out business cards. So if you're in that phase, the startup phase, my advice would be, we've got a video too on startup budgets for tree service companies on YouTube. And it goes through kind of like a startup budget type atmosphere. Like if you're just getting started, it's business cards. You hand those out to everybody that you're within 5 feet of every day, all day. You put out yard signs on every job that you do. And this is something that you can do even if you're a larger tree company or established, but put out, these are like the lowest budget, high labor intensive marketing, like guerrilla marketing strategies to kind of just get your name out there. So business cards to everybody within 5 to 10 feet, yard signs in everybody's yard, flyers to all the neighbors that you're actually doing a job in. So go to like 10 neighbors and hand out flyers, or put them on the the front door, or however you want to do that to make sure everybody gets a flyer. You can do every door direct mail for pretty inexpensive in your local community. You can look on the postal website. I think it's Every Door Direct Mail. It's eddm.com or something like that, and start sending out really low cost mailers to the zip codes that you want to target for tree service. A minimum viable website is always a good idea to have up on the internet, your name, your business name.com or something similar or a variation. And then also Google business listing is free, which is the Google Maps. So you just basically go to Google My Business, or now it's called Google Business Profile. You click on that link, just go search on Google Business Profile, click on that link, set up your Google business listing, and get that verified by whichever method they ask you to do. A lot of times it's video verification, or it can be a postcard in the mail. Get verified. That's a free listing. And that's your business listed on the Google Maps. So that means it's going to show up in the local area. And then from there, just get a Google review from everybody and anybody that you can. Google reviews help everything, and all of that's free, right? It just takes effort, just takes asking people. So those things, get a Facebook page, get your social media pages up, get the branding going for those, post on there. You can very inexpensively boost some of your Facebook posts in the local community. Like, you can just hit boost post and put a $30 budget in it. And for 3 or 4 or 5 days, it'll run a $8 to $10 a day budget, for example, and show up in the local area that you want to boost that post in on Facebook. So when people are scrolling Facebook, they see your tree service company on Facebook. So those are some ideas. Hopefully that helps if anybody else is in that startup phase. And then once you get rolling and get going, it's always good to just continue to reinvest into your business, reinvest in the marketing. And so there's a lot more tactics and things you can do once you get to that point. And we go over those things pretty much on every webinar, monthly, quarterly, and some of the trainings in here too. But I'll just leave that for the startup phase that you had asked about there. So another question or another comment was, thank you for the well-balanced and honest explanation of how local service ads work versus Google ads. The only thing that I would add is that when testing both, I've noticed that local service ads tend to steal clicks from the Google ads. And so as a rule of thumb, I don't run them in tandem. Well, that's a preference there. So if you are running Google local service ads, those are the Google guaranteed ads at the very top of the page, and they've got the green check badge, right? It says Google verified. That means you've went through a background check and got vetted. So there's the Google local service ads. And then right below that, you're going to see the sponsored regular Google ads. And those historically were called Google AdWords. Now it's just Google ads. So if you run both of those, you've got a larger percentage chance of getting more calls coming in, you know, for example. But if you're not running both of them, the local service ads, if you have a lot of reviews and you're on top of the market in Google reviews, 5-star rating and things like that in your local area, those will work great because it's pay per call only. But if you're not, and there's 20 other tree companies that are verified on Google local service ads in your market, it's going to be tough to get your share of calls on that platform because there's other tree companies that are going to show more often. And in the wintertime, it's a lot less search volume to begin with, depending on your area of the country. So, you know, I would say run both, but, you know, again, if you have a personal preference running one versus the other, that's up to you. We run both typically with our marketing program for our tree service clients who have a marketing budget. And what we do is we just kind of get data. We gather data over the first 30, 60, 90 days. And what we'll be able to then do is have intelligent suggestions on, let's increase this one because we see there's room for this one to run longer, get more calls coming in on this platform. This one over here seems to not be converting as well. So perhaps we reduce the budget on this one, Google ads versus Google local service ads, or vice versa. So that's something that's really just up to you, whichever one's working the best. So good question though. Great. Well, those are the questions there from YouTube recently. I will also go to the question we had in Facebook the other day from Bradenberger Tree Care Professional. So thanks so much for your question. I actually commented on your post and answered your question, but I'll verbally talk about it too, because there may be a little bit more I can go in depth on. But your question was, you know, you guys are running local service ads, Facebook, and Google pay-per-click ads, and only about 1 to 2 leads per week, and we have large budgets. So any tips for getting more leads? Well, that's a great question. So what happens is during the wintertime, search volume decreases, and it decreases more or less depending on the area in the country that you're in. You know, if you think about it, if you're really up north or Midwest or Northeast, it's super duper cold from December on through March, right? So the search volume is going to decrease because people aren't outside thinking about tree service quite as much as they are during the main part of the year. So you're correct. Search volume will decrease. Your lead flow will decrease. We also see that during the wintertime, a lot of times conversions decrease because people click on the ads, but they're not necessarily converting or calling. They're just kind of looking around. We call those looky-loos, right? I'm not sure why they're searching or why they're looking if they're not going to call, but they do. And we see that pretty often. So I would suggest during those months, in any all part of the year, honestly, but if you're swamped during the main part of the year, I would say during the wintertime, you know, we have a, I just did a webinar back in November called the Tree Service Winter Marketing Formula. And I posted it in the comments, the link to YouTube for the replay in your post here in the Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group. So go ahead and watch that video. I've got all the stuff we recommend for the winter marketing strategy. And so what happens is you kind of need to pivot a little bit in the winter. And again, these are tactics that work all year long, but especially in the wintertime, if you want to continue to reach out to your customer base. So basically what you would do, you would download your customer database from whatever tool you're using. If that's Jobber, if that's Single Ops, Arbor Gold, ArboStar, any of those, download your database, your customer database. And what you're going to want to do is send out email newsletters monthly to your customers. And you're also going to want to send out text marketing to your customers. And what you could do is have incentives, right? A 15% off tree removal in February as a previous customer of XYZ Tree Service, give us a call today to schedule, right? Something like that. And that way they know they're getting a discount. They're getting an incentive to give you a call during the winter. And you're not just waiting on the phone to ring. You're actually getting some proactive appointments and additional repeat work coming in while you're kind of slowing down on searches and calls from Google and things like that, right? So these are good. Again, these work all year long, but especially it's good to put a small budget into reaching out to your customer base, calling your customer base, texting your customer base, and just asking them if they had any other tree service work that perhaps is needed. And now's a great time to do it. There's a less wait time, and it's a good time to prune and trim trees because the leaves are gone. Everything's kind of off the trees. So it's a good time to remove them. It's a good time to trim them. And you could just tell them the benefits of that type of thing. So good question. I know a lot of people have the same question. So I'm glad you posted it in the group. If you guys are watching this later after the fact, and you have a question about tree service marketing, anything on online marketing, offline marketing, post it here in the group, Tree Service Marketing Secrets. And what I'll do is when I go live each week, I'll answer some of those questions here on the video, but I'll also answer it in your reply to your post. And yeah, appreciate the questions. Hopefully that helps you. I got the replay to that winter marketing formula there in your post as a comment. And if you guys are listening to this on the podcast, go ahead and request to join Tree Service Marketing Secrets on Facebook and check out our YouTube channel. And I'll see you guys again next week on the Grow Show Live. It'll be the second month of the year in February. And if you got any questions, just have them teed up and ready for me, and I'll answer them right here in the live comments on the video. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day and a great week. We'll see you on the next one.